7:03. Let's check the finance news with Lexi Metherill. Hello, Lexi.
Hello, Fran. The International Monetary Fund has named the soaring oil price as a key risk to global economic growth. In its latest World Economic Outlook, it says the world economy will grow by 4.4% this year. That's down from 5% last year. It says there's a chance that oil prices could continue to surprise by rising even higher because of supply disruptions as a result of the unrest in the Middle East. It's also concerned about bubbles in emerging markets, and the report has undermined stocks' performance in New York. The IMF is expecting the world's biggest economy, the US, to expand by just 2.8% this year. In January, it had forecast a rate of 3%, and it says lackluster jobs growth on top of that high oil price will hold the recovery back. It's forecast the Australian economy to expand by 3% this year, with the economic damage done by the Queensland floods in the early part of the year to be offset by strong mining investment and commodity prices later on. And after a cautious session of trading ahead of corporate reporting season in New York, the Dow Jones Industrial Average has added just 1 point to 12,381. The S&P 500 has dropped 4 points to 1,324, and the Nasdaq has fallen 9 points. After the close of trade, the aluminium giant Alcoa kicked off reporting season. It beat analysts' expectations with net income of $308 million. That's up from last year's $201 million loss as the price of aluminium rose. In London, the FTSE 100 added just under 1 point. BHP Billiton PLC finished 1.8% ahead, and Rio Tinto rose nearly 1%. Commodity prices were mixed on the London Metals Exchange. In local trade, the All Ordinaries Index hit a two-year high yesterday, and in futures trade, the ASX SPY 200 is down 19 points. Two commodities, spot gold has fallen from Friday's close in New York. It's worth around $1,463 an ounce. West Texas crude oil also fell to just under $109 a barrel. Tapas crude was up yesterday. It rose to $132 a barrel. And the Australian dollar has slipped back against the greenback. It's worth $104.99. And Fran, that's this morning's market report.
Thanks very much, Lexi.